Well, so first of all, we're excited about the announcement today about the indoor facility and the Volleyball Olympic Training Center. Had a great event last night, you know, with the grand opening of the Shamrock Zone and the ribbon cutting today. You know, just we can't really do this without the tremendous support of our donors. We've raised $96.5 million. Original goal was $85 million. Obviously, you know, we still got some work to do, but you know, we're going to get the things in the ground and get them started. And, you know, we probably still have to, once the board approves, the board's got to approve it next week. And assuming they do, then we'll get to work, get on the street for, construction bids and estimates and go from there.
What's kind of the timeline when you think they'll be done?
The timeline is, you know, for sure we'll start the volleyball Olympic venue. The indoor football facility's got some steel things. We've got to make sure we get enough steel in. That may take a little longer to get started, but our goal is to start the Volleyball Olympic as soon as we can in 2022 and have it done by 2023. And if we can do football, we'll do the same thing. We just got to get our construction company or companies hired and let them start working on the steel and the timing of everything.
Server, any concern about the financials of it, just with the realignment, everything that happened in the last?
No, because we raised so much money towards the goal, and knowing that the next 4 years our financial situation is not going to change a great deal, and then if we finance that much. Our debt service is one of the lowest in the Big 12, so we looked at it from a couple of different scenarios of what we would need to finance, and the debt service wouldn't go up that much, so we would be about where we are. So we feel pretty comfortable we can get it done.
Long term, with the moves the Big 12 made yesterday, after you guys do have a new TV contract in place as a league, what do you think that will do to change the athletic department's bottom line? How much more that's hard to tell right now.
You know, there was a lot of stuff out there early on when Oklahoma and Texas left and it was just going to be the eight of us. There were some big numbers thrown around. I don't think that's going to be the case once we bring in these four. Just the landscape of TV is going to change so much over the next, 3 to 4 years. I'm assuming we can stay pretty close to where we are with these four, but it's really, really hard to guess that. There's some things out there. There's been some estimates and some articles that I've read that, you know, I don't know where they're getting those numbers because they're probably not talking to ESPN or Fox. But, you know, it just depends on who's in the market when we go to market.
How much more impressive do you think these facilities will be for recruits when you get to show them?
Well, it'll have a tremendous impact. I mean, obviously volleyball's, you know, we love Ahern. It's been a wonderful old facility, but it's a wonderful old facility. So it'll really help volleyball. It'll help all our other sports, the Olympic Training Center. I mean, we have weight rooms really small except for the veneer weight room, and then obviously from a football perspective, to have that kind of facility right there next to veneer, and really just it's going to help a ton. Our coaches are excited about it, as our athletes are as well.
Yesterday Travis Goff at Kansas said it would not stop him from having other conversations with leagues at this point. What kind of a sense do you get for where everybody else is at in the league?
I was a little surprised at that. I thought when we walked out of there last week that we were all pretty, you know, ready to go, and we felt pretty comfortable with the four, and you know, felt pretty committed. So certainly that's the first I've heard of that. I don't think any other ADs are having that conversation that I'm aware of, so that surprised me a little bit. Yeah.
How good or competitive do you think the Big 12 will be in the future with these four new teams?
I think it'll be very competitive. You know, we'll see. You know, look at them right now in terms of football program, but you also look at the basketball programs. I think it's going to be I won't say it's going to be any more competitive, but it's certainly going to be as competitive as it was.
You guys talked at all about how divisions, pods, anything might like
no,
that?
No, we have not done that yet. I'm assuming that'll come in the, you know, next few weeks or months. We never really even talked about that when we met last week. It was just we looked at a bunch of schools. You know, we never made a formal recommendation. These were the four that we kind of ended on, and Bob took it from there with the president. So, but we never went any further. We didn't talk about anything financially. We didn't talk about divisions or anything. That'll come, you know, now that they've all, you know, accepted and the boards have approved, we'll probably have to start having those conversations.
Do you think it'll make travel difficult to go to UCF, or what do you think about that?
As long as it's in November, it'll be great. No, I mean, obviously, most of our teams charter, you know, and a lot of them, if they don't charter, they do fly commercially. So it's, you know, flying out of Kansas City to wherever, out of Dallas. So, yeah, those things probably – it may cost a little bit more money, but we're flying pretty much everywhere now anyway, except for Oklahoma and Oklahoma State. So.